This protest is on Sunday. It's the 29th of March at 2 o'clock and we're meeting at Mr. Chippy in Letterkenny.
Are you expecting much of a turnout?
Well, we haven't had. We've had a couple there before as well and we haven't had much of a turnout yet. I think a lot of people are now comfortable enough that they see enough people aren't going to pay. So they're saying, well, sure, we'll not bother protesting. It would be nice, even though a lot of people aren't paying, it would still be nice to see the feet in the street and just to give everybody that boost to see that there's so many other people out there, along with yourself, that's not paying and that the support's there if you need it.
With groups like Right to Water, with groups like Can't Pay, Won't Pay, and then with the groups like yourself having the protests on Sunday, with so many different groups organising so many different protests in this county, has it hampered the anti-water charges campaign?
I don't think it has hampered it as such, but I think it has split it. I think it's a real pity that the two main organisations, Right to Water and Can't Pay, Won't Pay, won't come together and get some sort of protest with both of them together, you know, on the same level. Because I know that a lot of groups like ourselves would follow them. You know, I wouldn't follow one or the other, but I would follow both if both were together. And if they formed some kind of alliance, it would actually unite the whole of Donegal if they did that.
Do you think it is politics that has split the anti-water charges campaign here in County Donegal?
It's 100% politics. Everybody we're talking to, because of what has happened this last few years, I mean, if anybody looks back at the promises Enda Kenny made up before he got into office, everybody is of the opinion now that all politicians, no matter who they are, no matter if they are party political or if they're independent, they are of the opinion that all politicians lie. So politicians need to put all of their other issues aside, focus on the water and get people to join them and get the trust back into themselves. It would do themselves more good, bringing people together and putting all their issues aside and working side by side. It would help them a lot more than it would help anything else, and it would make the water charge movement the biggest movement. It has been the biggest movement anyway, but it would make it even bigger, and it would unite the whole of Donegal if they'd done that.